public opinion research that was conducted by bipartisan pollsters in association with the Colorado College State of the Rockies Project determined that 69% of voters in six western states say that they are more likely to vote for a candidate who supports enhanced protections for public lands. In Montana, 64% of voters agreed with this sentiment, while only 19% disagree. And when we here at CWP saw those numbers, we were quite surprised, and so we wanted to launch an effort to educate our leaders that conservation is a winning issue based on those numbers.
Is this meant for voters, or is it meant for people seeking public office?
I think it's both. I think overall we would say that it's our elected officials. For example, our advertisements are running in Washington, D.C. almost exclusively. We want to tell those folks who are representing we Westerners in Congress and in other elected office that land conservation is important to voters out in the West, and especially in places like Montana and Colorado. But at the same time, you know, it's a completely public campaign, and we also want to show the public that this is a winning issue as well.
Conservation, I think, is an easy issue for those left of center on the political spectrum. Does this have any influence for those independents? Does it get much traction from those on the right to far right?
Yeah, absolutely. Conservation is not and never will be a partisan issue. I mentioned the fact that 69% of Westerners in the public opinion research say that they are more likely to vote for a candidate who supports enhancing protections for some public lands. That sentiment is not just limited to liberals or those who are left of center. In fact, that same poll showed that 59% of Western Republicans and 67% of Western independents agreed. So it certainly is not partisan, as many of us who live out here realize, but sometimes issues when they filter up to Washington, D.C. become partisan no matter what. And you know, I think it's also important to note that as part of the Winning the West campaign, we are not endorsing any candidates. This is an educational effort across the political ideologies and spectrums that voters overwhelmingly care about conserving our public lands and waters, and that sentiment is not specific to any one party or ideology, but in fact we see a majority of voters across all parties and ideologies saying that they agree.
And why launch this campaign now? Is it strictly election-driven through November, or is there something else at risk that's prompted this, maybe ongoing energy development, which is always a controversial issue out here in the West?
You know, certainly there is the component of the midterm elections going on right now, and as such there's a fair bit of chatter about public lands issues and energy issues, as you mentioned. I think there have been a number of other interesting developments over the past year or so that have prompted us to launch this campaign. One of those was the government shutdown last fall that I think really resonated with folks out here in the West. Another question that was asked in the Colorado College State of the Rockies poll was about the closing of national parks and public lands to visitors, and voters very strongly agreed the shutdown hurt small businesses and the economy. Westerners realize that public lands are a way of life, and sometimes we don't see that way of life and those priorities get reflected with the policies that occur in Washington, D.C.
And plus there's chatter about making federal lands state responsibilities.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're especially seeing that in Montana these days. In 2013, a bill was passed that created an interim study on public land management. And so you've seen that debate occur in the Montana legislature over the past year or so, and it will likely continue over the coming year as we debate whether the federal government or the states are better at managing public lands. And I think that context is also, as you mentioned, is very important to voters' priorities at this point.
Jessica Goad, Advocacy Director for the Center for Western Priorities. Thank you so much for talking today.
Absolutely, Ed. Thanks.